الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون صدق الله العظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من أحد يتوضأ فيحسن الوضوء ويصلي ركعتين يقبل بقلبه ووجهه عليهما إلا وجبت له الجنة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, this month of Rajab, which we are passing through, all of us are aware, on the one hand is the masnoon dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by which he would greet this month, Allahumma barik lana fi rajab wa sha'ban wa ballighna ramadan, that O Allah bless us in the months of Rajab and Sha'ban and cause us to remain alive to experience Sayyidul Shuhur, the leader of the months of the Islamic calendar, the blessed and the mubarak month of Ramadan. In this dua is an intimation, a reminder for us that from the month of Rajab begins the preparation for the Mubarak and the blessed month of Ramadan. Like in the commercial world, we find that December generally is regarded as a peak period for us. However, the preparation of December doesn't start in December, it starts long in advance. The stockpiling of the goods, etc., the planning for the extended hours, the increased advertising. Likewise in our deen, Ramadan is the head of all the months of the year. So 2 months beforehand, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reminding his ummah that prepare for this month. Also synonymous with this month of Rajab is that great mu'ajizah and miracle which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. And that is the mu'ajiza and miracle of the Mi'raj, which according to many of the historians occurred during this month of Rajab. However, we find, my respected brothers, that the manner in which we greet or remind ourselves or anticipate these various occasions that occur throughout the Islamic calendar is not in keeping with what is required from Shariat. Someone asked Shibli rahimahullah this question, that ayyuma afdal, Rajab am Sha'ban, that tell us which is more virtuous, the months of Rajab or the month of Sha'ban. We generally tend to have this mindset that some virtuous occasion, some big night, some Mubarak occasion, then we come in our throngs to the masjid and we engage ourselves in ibadat on that specific occasion. So in keeping with that same vein, this question was put to this Allah wala, this friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that ayyuma afdal Rajab am Sha'ban, which is more virtuous, Rajab or Sha'ban? This is an individual of deep spiritual insight. So he understood the core of the question and he understood the problem behind the psychology or the mindset of that question. So he answered in a similar vein. What was his answer? He didn't say Rajab is more virtuous, Sha'ban is more virtuous, Ramadan is more virtuous. He said, Kun rahbaniyan, la rajabiyan wa la sha'baniyan. He said, don't be a Muslim of Rajab, and don't be a Muslim of Sha'ban, and don't be a Muslim of Ramadan, and don't only be a Muslim and a namazi on a big night. But kun rahbaniyan, 24 hours of every day, Allah is giving you air to breathe. 24 hours of every day you are seeing, you are hearing, you are speaking. 24 hours of every day you are utilizing the countless bounties and mercies of Allah Ta'ala. Allah doesn't only bless you on a big night. Allah is not only showering His favors on you on certain occasions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is raining down His ni'mats and His bounties upon you every second of your entire life. So why don't you become Allah's slave also every second of your life? Why are you worried whether it's Rajab or Shaaban? Kun rahbaniyan. The short life Allah has given you for what? For you to become Allah's slave. For you to become Allah's banda. This mi'raj, this occasion of Jumu'ah, it is impossible to even slightly do justice to this topic. But what is of importance, my respected brothers? One is the mi'raj which occurred 14 centuries ago. This great mind-blowing miracle, such a miracle which, in fact, the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not have at their disposal the so-called or the current scientific data that is present in front of us that will give us an even greater or a clearer inclination or idea as to what a great miracle this was. Ibn Kasir rahimahullah's riwayat, on one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked the Sahaba ikram that tell me kam bayna as-sama'i wal ard, that oh my Sahaba, tell me what is the distance between the earth and the first heaven. They did not rely on scientific tables. They did not rely on scientific or astronomical calculations. Primarily, with regards to Sahaba ikram, the first source of knowledge was that which emanated from the arsh of Allah and reached us through Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They were prepared to give fawqiyat to that, to give preference to that. Of everything they see, everything they heard, their logic, their understanding stopped in front of Quran and Hadith. Today we find people question Quran and Hadith. We try to find logical explanations and understanding. The Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sami'ana wa ata'ana. We have listened and we have obeyed. So when this question was put, what is the distance between the earth and the heavens? Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam know best. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded, baynahuma masiratu khamsi mi'ati sana. From the earth to the first heaven is a distance of 500 years. Not our years. What does Quran tell us? وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِّمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. One day by your Rabb is 1,000 years of this life. 500 such years. وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَحِفْظًا. According to this verse of the Quran, what is known as the entire universe scientifically today to astronomers or or those who are experts in studying the universe, all this is what is found in this hadith to refer to bayna as-sama'i wal ard, the first heaven. And how vast is this space? We look up, we see the sun. This sun or the solar system, 9 planets, 31 moons, 30,000 asteroids, several thousand comets and meteors in constant motion. This sun, in reality, it is estimated, is 125,000 times the size of the earth. And yet this solar system is part of what we call a galaxy. A galaxy that is given the name Milky Way. The sun is only one tiny star in this galaxy. They estimate that there are probably 150 billion stars in this galaxy. This galaxy is in fact a conjunction of 17 galaxies, what we call a super galaxy. To give you an idea of how vast the space is, according to the estimation of scientists, is they say that if you travel from one part of this galaxy at the speed of light, what is the speed of light? 186,282 miles per second. Kilometers, 300,000 approximately kilometers per second. Per second, this is the speed of light. In this period of time, if you travel at that speed, in 1 year, if you use a calculation, you'll cover a distance of approximately 9.5 trillion kilometers. It is estimated that this galaxy is 150,000 light years. That is the distance. Of one galaxy, they estimate that there are probably 200 billion other such galaxies. In a magazine that was published in 1980 by NASA, under the very interesting title, The Plain Truth. Truth or not, Allah knows best. In that magazine, they published their report. They said that the observable universe, what we can see up to that point, is only 3%. The other 97% is what we call the black hole. We can't even see that. In that 3% that we can see, they estimated that there were so many stars, that if 1 second, how long is a second? 1 second is given to just name each star, it will take 300 trillion years just to name the stars. All this is what is found in this riwayat of Ibn Kathir, as Sama'ud Dunya, underneath the first heaven. This is just the first heaven. وَمِن كُلِّ السَّمَاءٍ إِلَى السَّمَاءٍ مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِ مِئَةِ سَنَةٍ. And in one riwayat it comes that each heaven compared to the next heaven is like one ring in a desert. That is how small it is. So from the first to the second, Rasulullah ﷺ said another 500 years. Second to the third, another 500 years. Third to the fourth, another 500 years. Fourth to the fifth, another 500 years. Fifth to the sixth, another 500 years. Sixth to the seventh, another 500 years. وَفَوْقَ السَّمَاءِ السَّابِعَةِ بَحْرٌ بَيْنَ أَسْفَلِهِ وَعَلَاهُ مَسِيرَةِ خَمْسِ مِئَةِ سَنَةٍ. Above the seventh heaven is a sea. From the top to the bottom of that sea, another 500 years. ثُمَّ فَوْقَ ذَلِكَ الثَّمَانِيَةُ أُعَالٍ. Then above that are eight, I'm translating it angels. In the riwayat the word comes أُعَال, which is the plural of wa'lun, which means a mountain goat. Rasulullah ﷺ is saying there are eight mountain goats, referring to the hamilin arsh, where Allah says in the Quran, وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٍ. Eight angels holding aloft the arsh of Allah to carry out the task that they have to carry, keeping aloft Allah's arsh. Allah has created them in the shape of mountain goats. Not like our mountain goats. بَيْنَ رُكَبِهِنَّ وَأَذْلَافِهِنَّ مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِ مِئَةِ سَنَةٍ. From the knee to the hoof, from the knee to the ankle of each of these angels is another 500 years. Muslim Sharif riwayat, أُذِنَ لِي أَنْ أُحَدِّثَ عَنْ مَلَكٍ مِّن مَلَائِكَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مِنْ حَمَلَةِ الْعَرْشِ أَنَّمَا بَيْنَ شَحْمَةِ أُذُنِهِ إِلَى عَاتِقِهِ مَسِيرَةُ سَبْعِ مِئَةِ سَنَةٍ. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah gave me permission to tell you of just one angel holding aloft the arsh of Allah from the earlobe to the neck. In a normal person is 5 or 6 centimeters. In this angel, it is a distance of 700 years. ثُمَّ عَلَىٰ ذُهُورِهِمُ الْعَرْشِ. Then on their backs is the arsh of Allah. The mind cannot comprehend the vastness of Allah's creation. They found recently the light from one star reached the earth. When did it start traveling? 1 week, 1 year, 10 years ago, at the speed of 300,000 kilometers an hour a second. When did it start traveling? 14 billion years ago. Such is the vastness of the space. And what does Allah say? Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. Blessed, glory to that Allah who took his slave, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, and through this entire space, the clock was stopped, time was stopped, the entire universe paused, the heavens were lit up, they were decorated. Like I said, there's no time to go into the details. Mulaqat with Anbiya, Imamat of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, reaching the point of Sidratul Muntaha, the final point beyond which no creation of Allah had ever ventured. So such an extent that Jibreel says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I go one step further, I will be burnt to ashes. alone, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not in some astronaut suit, not in protective gear, but in the normal kurta and lungi, goes beyond the Sidratul Muntaha. Qazi Ayaz rahimahullah, in his Shifa, he mentions the riwayat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Faraqani Jibril, وانقطعت الأصوات." Jibril left me. I was alone. وانقطعت الأصوات. There was total, complete silence. I became afraid. I was alone. I was at a point no one, no creation of Allah had ever been. All of a sudden, سمعت كلام ربي. سمعت كلام ربي. I heard the voice of my Allah. My Allah spoke to me, ya Habibi, udnu, udnu, udnu. Oh my beloved, closer, venture further. In other words, do not be afraid. This entire miraj occurs. This miracle occurs. We speak about it. That night is regarded, masjids get full to a certain extent. But the point we were making earlier, my respected brothers, what is the sabak of Mi'raj? What is the lesson of Mi'raj? What was given in Mi'raj? What was the message of Mi'raj? What did Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam see in Mi'raj? And how does it relate to us? That consideration, that concern, that worry is not even there in the minds and the heart. We will come, we'll listen to the entire incident of Mi'raj. But we will not take back with us the gift of Mi'raj. Allah calls him the one command of deen that was given in this manner. That of Salah. Such a weighty command of Allah. Isa alayhi salam, previous Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, Isa alayhi salam, commanded with salah, Osani bis salati wa zaka ma dumtu hayya. Maryam alayha salam, ya Maryam uqnuti wasjudi warka'i ma'ar raki'in, commanded with salah. Ismail alayhi salam, kana ya'muru ahlahu bis salati wa zaka wa kana inda rabbihi mardiya, commanded that command your family with salah. This Nabi is commanded with salah. Muhammadur Rasulullah, Imamul Anbiya, Khatamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, commanded with salah. Aqimis salah. Faida faragta fansab. In the Quran, the Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, not one time, not two times, not three times, not four times, not five times, 10 times. Aqimus salah. Allah is commanding, and His muazzin is reminding you 5 times every day. Hayya ala salah. As if the mountains are calling out to you, the land is calling out to you, the sky above you is calling out to you, the seas are calling out to you, every creation of Allah that Allah has subjugated for you. Huwa alladhi khalaqa lakum ma fil ardi jami'a. Allah created this whole earth for you. Sakhara lakum al-anhar. Sakhara lakum al-shamsa wal-qamara da'ibain. Sakhara lakum al-layla wal-nahar. Allah says we subjugated the day, the night, the seas, the mountains, the vegetation. Everything we subjugated for you so that you make this mazhara of Allah's abdiyat. What is the mazhara? What is the display of Allah's abdiyat? That I am the slave of Allah. It's the outward display of affection. The outward display of abdiyat of Allah is this command of salah. That when you are standing in salah, you are praising Allah to the entire environment. When you are going into ruku, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, the glorification of Allah is being handed out to this earth. When you are going into sajda, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. He said, it is impossible for you to go closer. Then you are, when you are in sajda, you are so close to Allah. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. You are scattering the praises of Allah on the earth, in the environment. And every one of these creations of Allah will bear witness in your favor. This is that command.
Anbiya were commanded, Maryam alayhi salam is commanded, Ismail alayhi salam is commanded, Isa alayhi salam is commanded, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam is commanded, this ummah is commanded 10 times to such an extent that my Mubarak Nabi, as he is leaving this world, his breath is breaking, his voice is not coming out. As-salah, 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 as-salah. The last words, as-salah, begging his ummah, keep alive this command of Allah. And yet, 90% of this ummah is away from the masjid. 90% of this ummah, azan falls on deaf ears. يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ وَيُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ وَهُمْ سَالِمُونَ خَاشِيَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ تَرْهَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةٌ وَقَدْ كَانُوا يُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ وَهُمْ سَالِمُونَ. What is Quran telling us? A day is coming, a day is coming. Allah will reveal Himself in His majesty, in His glory. The entire creation of Allah will fall down in sajda. Malaika will fall down in sajda. Everything will make sajda to Allah. There are those unfortunate, bakht, wretched individuals, Allah protect us. On that day, their backs will become steel. Ramrod straight. They will not be able to make sajda. Allah will have revealed Himself. They will not be able to make sajda. Mufassirin say, who are these people? One interpretation, when azan used to be called out, they would not come to the masjid. This is that command of Allah. My respected brothers, let the entire earth turn into gold. Let the mountains turn into gold. Let the desert turn into gold. Let the sea waters flow with gold. And you become the owner of all this. And try and ransom one salah. Try and ransom one salah. Try and ransom one salah. By the qasam of my Allah, you will not be able to pay the ransom of even one salah. There is no other command. It comes clearly in the riwayat that the sahaba of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not consider breaking any other command to be kufr than leaving out this command of salah. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, in an elderly age, he requires treatment. He's turning blind. He requires treatment to protect or preserve his eyesight. It is told for the period of that operation or that treatment, you will have to leave out salah. Who is this? Ahle Rasul, Ahle Bayt, the family of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the cousin of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One drop of that Mubarak blood is more valuable than all our lives put together. That blood, Mubarak, Pak, pure blood is flowing in his veins. And what is he told? Leave out few salah to preserve your eyesight. What is his response? Wallahi, wala rak'atan wahida. By the qasam of my Allah, I can't leave out one rakat of one salah. One rakat of one salah. Why? I have heard my Nabi say, "Man taraka salatan wahidatan mutaammidan laqiya Allah ta'ala wa huwa alayhi ghadban." That person who will intentionally leave one salah will meet Allah on the day of judgment, and Allah will be angry with him. Allah will be angry with him. I am prepared to go blind, but I will not leave one salah. Mi'raj. What was Mi'raj? What was Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam called? This vast distance, and he was given what? He was given this bridge, given this medium. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, whenever I desired to talk to Allah, I would read Quran. Whenever I desired that my Allah should talk to me, I would read Quran. Whenever I desired to speak to Allah directly, I would start my salah. Whenever I desired to speak to my Allah, I would start my salah. What does the poet say? فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلْتَكْبِيرِ فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلْتَكْبِيرِ لَاقَتْهُ رَحْمَةٌ وَكَانَ كَعَبْدٍ بَابُ مَوْلَاهُ يَقْرَأُ وَصَارَ لِرَبِّ الْعَرْشِ حِينَ صَلَاتِهِ نَجِيَّا فَيَا تُوبَاهُ لَوْ كَانَ يَخْشَعُ. He says, when a person stands on the musalla and says, Allahu Akbar, this entire distance, this entire space, millions and billions and trillions of kilometers, is shrunk. Every obstacle is removed. And he is taken on Mi'raj. Figuratively, he is taken on Mi'raj. He is transported right into the court of Allah. فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلْتَكْبِيرِ لَا قَتْهُ رَحْمَةٌ He says, when you say Allahu Akbar, you are enveloped in the mercy of Allah. وَكَانَكَ عَبَدٍ بَابُ مَوْلَاهُ يَقْرَعُ He becomes like that person who knock, knock, knock. His Allahu Akbar is what? Is a knock where? Which door? The door of the bank manager. The door of his neighbor. The door of people that are more in need than him. The door of some politician who has to lie to get your votes. No! وَكَانَكَ عَبَدٍ بَابُ مَوْلَاهُ يَقْرَعُ He is knocking at the door of Allah's arsh. He's knocking at the door of Allah's arsh. وَصَارَ لِرَبِّ الْعَرْشِ حِينَ صَلَاتِهِ نَجِيَّا فَيَا تُوبَاهُ لَوْ كَانَ يَخْشَعُ He says, when you start your salah, you are in direct communion with Allah. You are speaking directly to Allah. Allah! Allah is attentive to you. Allah is responding to you. فَيَا تُوبَاهُ لَوْ كَانَ يَخْشَعُ He says, Mubarak to you, if only you would have khushu in that salah. If only you would have any attentiveness in that salah. Like the poet says, تُصَلِّي بِلَا قَلْبٍ صَلَاتًا يَسِيرُ الْفَتَى مُسْتَوْجِبًا لِلْعُقُوبَةِ He says, today you are making such a salah. Allahu Akbar till salam. Your body is there, your heart is somewhere else. Your mind is somewhere else. He says, oh youngster, you are making a salah that instead of earning you Allah's pleasure, it is going to earn you the anger of Allah. تُصَلِّي بِلَا قَلْبٍ صَلَاةً يَسِيرُ الْفَتَى مُسْتَوْجِبًا لِلْعُقُوبَةِ تُخَاطِبُهُ إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ مُقْبِلًا عَلَى غَيْرِهِ فِيهَا لِغَيْرِ ضَرُورَةٍ وَلَوْ رَدَّ مَنْ نَاجَاكَ لِلْغَيْرِ طَرْفَهُ وَلَوْ رَدَّ مَنْ نَاجَاكَ لِلْغَيْرِ طَرْفُهُ تَمَيَّزْتَ مِنْ غَيْظٍ عَلَيْهِ وَغَيْرَةٍ He says, in your salah, you say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ Allah, I worship you. Ya Allah, I am your banda, I am your slave. You are saying that with your tongue. But your mind and your heart is somewhere else. It is in your shop, it is in with your wife, it is somewhere else. Hasan Basri rahimullah used to say, إِذَا قُمْتَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَانِتًا فَقُمْ كَمَا أَمَرَكَ اللَّهِ وَإِيَّاكَ وَالسَّهْوِ وَالْإِلْتِفَاتِ وَإِيَّاكَ أَنْ يَنْظُرَ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكَ وَتَنْظُرَ إِلَى غَيْرِهِ وَتَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ وَتَعَوَّذُونَ بِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَقَلْبُكَ سَاهِمْ لَا تَدْرِي مَا تَقُولُ بِلِسَانِكَ He used to say, when you stand in salah, stand as Allah has ordered you. Stand as Allah has ordered you. Beware of turning your attention somewhere else. You are, Allah is looking at you, you are looking elsewhere. You are saying to Allah, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ I worship you. Your mind is somewhere else, your heart is somewhere else. And what is worse, what is worse, what is worse? In that salah, you are saying, Ya Allah, give me your jannat. Ya Allah, give me your jannat. Ya Allah, save me from Jahannam. Ya Allah, this life is short. My qabr is coming. What did my Nabi say? Sallu salata muwaddi'. Read every salah as if it is your last salah. Read every salah as if it is your last salah. You are saying to Allah, give me Jannat. Save me from Jahannam. Your mind is somewhere else. Your heart is somewhere else. You don't even know what you are saying. You don't even know what you are saying. There's one example ulama give. They say there was this deaf person. His friend became sick. So he went to visit his sick friend. Now he's deaf. So beforehand he's planning the anticipated conversation. First I'll ask my friend, how are you feeling? My friend will say, I'm getting better. I'll say, MashaAllah. Allahumma fazid fazid, Allah increase. Then I'll ask my friend, who's your doctor? My friend will mention somebody. I can't hear, so I don't know what he'll say. I'll say, very good doctor. Follow his treatment. Then I'll say, what treatment? Well, what medicine you taking? He'll mention some medicine. I'm deaf, I don't know what he's going to say. I'll say, Allah give barakat in that medicine. Allah give you shifa in that medicine. So he goes, this friend is sick. He's in pain, he's in parashani, many visitors. Now he hears a knock on the door, looks through the people. My deaf friend came away. More musibat. He's going to talk to me, I'm going to speak to him, he's not going to understand anything. He's going to irritate me even more. But he opens the door, it's his friend. So straight away, friend asks him, how are you? So because he's irritated and he knows the man can't hear, the man is deaf, he says, I'm dying. So he says, MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah. Allahumma zid fazid. Allah increase, Allah increase. So he gets more upset. This man is making baddua for me, he doesn't even know what he's saying. So the next question he asks him, that by who is treating you, who is your doctor? So because he's irritated, he says, Malakul Maut, the angel of death, he says, very good doctor.
I hope he's successful in his treatment. Now this man gets even more upset. Then he asks him, why, what medicine are you taking? He says, I'm taking poison. Allah give barakat in that medicine. You must keep up with whatever medicine the doctor is giving you. One is what the goal is, what is the objective? Salah, salah. This is that command of Allah, Daniel alayhi salam. Daniel alayhi salam. Praise the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah has given the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam such a salah, such a salah, such a salah. Lo salaha, qawm nuhin ma ghuriqu, o qawm aad, ma ursilat alayhim urriha al-aqim, o qawm thawu thamud, ma akhadathum al-sayha. Understand this, what is that Nabi saying? What is that Nabi saying? That if the Ummah of Nuh alayhi salam was given this salah, they would never have drowned. If Qawm Aad or Qawm Samud was given this salah, that the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam was given, no azab of Allah would ever have befallen those nations. Today, this Ummah is the target of azab. The seas have turned against us. The land has turned against us. One of the primary causes, the ulama say, is the type of salah that we are making. That the salah instead of a rahmat and a mercy has become an azab. The salah is cursing us. Dhayaka Allah, kama dhayatani. Allah destroy you like you destroyed me. To complete that poem, what does the poet say? Ala tastahi min malikil mulk. Ala tastahi min malikil mulk. Wa an yara sududaka anhu ya qaleel al muruwati. Salatan uqimad ya'lamu Allahu annaha. Bifi'lika hadha ta'atun kal khati'ati. He says, are you not ashamed of Allah? Are you not ashamed, embarrassed the type of salah you are making? You don't even know what you are saying. You don't even know where you are standing. You have no idea in whose court you are standing. You have no inclination or idea to show any attention in that salah. Are you not embarrassed? Who are you turning your back on? Who are you insulting? He says, this type of salah, my Allah only knows, is not obedience, it is disobedience. It is not obedience, it is disobedience. Hassan Basri rahimahullah used to say, kullu salatin la yahduru fiha al-qalb fahiya ila al-uqubati asra. He says, any salah in which the heart is not present will draw the azab of Allah. Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah used to say, man lam yakhsha fasadat salatuhu. That person who does not have khushu in his salah has destroyed his salah. Muaz bin Jabal, the one, the Sahabi will rise up with the flag of the ulama of the ummah. What does he say? Man arafa, man ala yameenihi, wa man ala shimalihi, wa huwa fi salatihi mutaammidan, fala salata lahu. He used to say that person who knows, who's aware, who's on the right side, who's on the left side, what's happening around him while he's in salah. What does Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu anhu say? Fala salata lahu, that is not salah. Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hussein bin Ali, the great grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is making salah. A fire breaks out in his house. The whole family is in uproar. Yabna Rasulillah yannar, yabna Rasulillah yannar. Oh, the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is fire. He continues with his salah unperturbed. They put out the fire. After that, they ask him, "Maladi alhaqa anha? How is it that you are unaware of this fire?" What is his response? "Alhatni narul akhirah." Alhatni narul akhirah. The fire of Jahannam made me unaware of this fire. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimullah used to say, "Lil abdi bayna yadayillahi mawqifan." For every slave of Allah in his life, there is two miraj. There are two occasions when he will present himself in Allah's court. Mawqifun bayna yadayhi fi salatihi. The first occasion is this standing on the musalla. This is one presentation in Allah's court. And the second is that day in the day of judgment when you will have to stand in Allah's court. فَمَنْ قَامَ بِحَقِّ الْمَوْقِفِ الْأَوَّلِ هُوِنَ عَلَيْهِ الْمَوْقِفِ الْآخِرِ. He said, fulfill this standing. Fulfill the right of this standing. The second one will be made easy for you. وَمَنْ اِسْتَهَانَ بِهَذَا الْمَوْقِفِ وَلَمْ يُوَفِّ حَقَّهُ شُدِّدْ عَلَيْهِ ذَلِكَ الْمَوْقِفِ. But if you will show no interest in this, no effort, this is why our elders are begging us, especially Ramadan, go in the path of Allah. That Gena mama, gena baba, paisa, paisa, that carries on. Dunya is muqaddar, take out time, go in the path of Allah. Go in the musalla. The whole humanity is crying out. Make effort on your salah. Turn your heart and attention towards the salah. He says, that person who will treat this standing lightly, the other one will be made difficult for him.
In the hadith which I mentioned in the beginning, what does my Nabi say? What does my Nabi say? Beautifully, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, an ummati of mine makes wudu a good wudu. Then he reads 2 rakat salah, not 10 rakats, not 20 rakats, not whole night tahajjud, 2 rakats. 2 rakats! But what is there in the 2 rakats? Yuqbilu biqalbihi wa wajihi alayhima. His heart and his body is attentive to Allah in 2 rakats of salah. From takbir ula to salam, what does Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Wajabat lahul jannah. Wajabat lahul jannah. Allah will make jannat wajib for him on 2 rakat salah. Wajib for him every day, 5 times a day. First time you get it wrong, second chance, third chance, fourth chance. Allah is waiting, Malaika waiting, the environment is waiting. The sabak of Miraj, the sabak of Miraj, the sabak of Miraj, that from now till I die, not one salah will be made qada. Not one salah will be made qada. Such a gift this ummah was given. We have to take the sabak, we have to take the lesson of this gift. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.